You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to Your Time with God in the Rom Ministries. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gill Peart from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed.
To our radio listeners, and those of you that are watching by way of streaming today, I want to send special greetings to our new brothers.
Amen.
To the Martin County Jail.
Amen. Amen.
You saw the baptism certificate this morning.
Yes.
Proof that the Lord is doing a mighty work even behind bars.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Haven't met any of you guys in person, but I want you to know that I love you and that this ministry is praying for you.
Amen.
And I thank God for you. And the word of the day is the midnight cry.
Hold on. At the midnight cry, help me, God.
When I was younger,
yes,
and a preacher got up and he said, the message is the midnight cry, my knees would get weak. Because I knew that judgment was on the way. If there is going to be a midnight cry, it simply means that somebody's mindset has to be changed. Because midnight have two different phases. It has a bright side.
Okay.
It has a deliverance side.
Yes.
And it has, Lord help me, a very mysterious, devilish, sensual,
my God.
Disturbing, heart-rending, tears,
loneliness
mixed up with
loneliness,
snot coming out of your nostrils, pain from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. But I'm standing here proclaiming liberty for the people of God that is trusting in God for a move of God. I heard someone song earlier, I've had some good days and I've had some bad days and I've had some meaningless decline. But all of my good days, they outweigh my bad days.
Hallelujah.
And so I won't complain.
Amen.
God is a God of time.
Yeah.
And God is a God of season.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but prior to this word, I had no idea why God loved the night watch. In our world, a day is consists of 24 hours. Come on, say amen. In God's world, a day is consists of evening and morning.
Amen.
Amen.
And if you're waiting for a daybreak, I'm afraid I must tell you that you have to meet up with the night watch.
Amen.
Some folks are going through the night season, but not somebody and tell them, I'm going on right on. Because daybreak is ahead of me. Oh, I wish somebody would praise. Will somebody would magnify God?
Hallelujah.
If you know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
When you think about midnight, you think about witchcraft.
Yes.
But some of you don't know that the worst evil is done in the night watch.
Yes.
Some of you don't know that the night watch is most dangerous.
Yes. Amen. Yes, it is.
In the night watch is when Lucifer and his fallen angels attacked the people of God.
Yes.
In the night watch is when they have their conferences.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
That is when they are made their decisions. So what they will do to you and me in the morning.
Alright.
Amen. Amen. That's why if you're a believer, we encourage you. Don't be so quick to fall asleep. Amen. While the enemy is at conference, the people of God should be watchful and prayerful. Prayerful. Pray and say, Lord, counteract the plans of the enemy. Lord, in his plan.
Yes.
Lord, this man called the plan of the enemy for my life.
Amen.
But you said that you had a long day. And you said that you're tired. And you said that you have to get up early in the morning. So you just go right off to sleep. No wonder some folks never wake up.
Yeah.
Because the enemy was planning a heart attack. Have any of you ever been awakened out of your sleep?
Yes.
Finding your heart palpitating?
Yes.
Wake out of your sleep, feel as though you're about to take the last breath. Mm-hmm. Hello? You have to come flying up out of your sleep saying, Lord, have mercy. Reaching for water. And then you start to say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. And that's when you remember that Dr. Peter said, I have power over every situation. I have power to loosen and power to bind. And then you begin to lay your hand and say, I loose you from my chest in the name of Yeshua. And I bind the healing power.
Yes.
Come on now and talk with me.
Bless your name, Jesus.
I want to tell you something imperative about midnight. Jesus knew that he had a midnight cry to make. Come on.
True.
The children of Israel, when they journeyed into the land of Egypt, they were punished severely. And they prayed, and they prayed, and they prayed, and they prayed until God says, enough.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Moses, it's time to take off your royal apparel. Tell somebody that God is going to send me a deliverer. Yes. Not a neighbor, said neighbor, don't stop panicking. And some, until someone take off their royal apparel.
Until someone take off their royal apparel.
Amen. Amen.
God said, Moses, take off your beautiful garment. You are no longer the son of Pharaoh. I need you to go down. Come on now. I want you to go to Bashan. And I want for you to Goshen, rather. And I want for you to go lay down on the cold floor with my people.
My God.
Oh, not somebody. I said, God called for worship.
God called for worship.
For worship. Yes. Bless
you. And whenever God called for worship, it's because there's about to be a mighty
Thank you, God.
So Moses got down to Egypt. Most of you know the story. Read it if you don't know it. Hello?
Amen. Amen.
And God said to Moses, I want you to prepare a Passover. I am going to pass over my people.
Yes.
Tell somebody I'm going to lay down until God pass over me. Come on, let your neighbor say, neighbor, I won't quit praying until God pass over me.
Hallelujah.
Some of you have been praying for that thing for a long time, but because you didn't see any light heading your direction, you just get up, baby, lay down.
Lay down. Amen.
Oh, tell somebody, God will pass by me this way. God said, Moses, I'm about to do a thing, but I won't do it until midnight.
Okay, okay.
Oh, somebody, praise God.
Hallelujah.
God said, I'm about to make a move. God said, I'm about to visit Egypt, but I won't show up until midnight.
Amen.
Oh, tell somebody, your midnight is on the way.
Your midnight is on the way. Amen, amen. Bless your name.
God said, Moses, when the people come together to eat the Passover, tell them to eat in haste.
Yes, Lord.
Come on, come on. Tell them to get the knife on the fork.
Get the knife on the fork.
I can't be bothered right now with the people that are too proud.
Okay.
Come on.
And they say, I am on diet, so I just take a little of that. Honey, just get in there and start to eat because everything has to be consumed. Oh, somebody bless God. He said, tell the men, don't even bother to take your hat off.
All right. Yes. Amen. Amen. Staff and hat.
Where is the rod? The rod is not in the house.
No. Oh,
God said, don't even put your staff down. So it's one hand that is doing the thing. Your hat is on your head.
Yes.
Your staff is in your hand.
Yes.
And you got to use the other hand to eat.
Yes.
And you still have to do it quick. Tell somebody, make haste.
Okay. Amen.
God said, I'm going to pass through at midnight. And I am going to smite all the firstborn of Egypt. And Moses, I want you to get the people out of here. Oh, God, help me. Holy
Hallelujah.
God.
Midnight is coming.
So then midnight came.
Amen.
And all the firstborn of Egypt, God slew.
Yes.
Be careful what you do with God, people.
Amen.
They may have been wrong, but be careful how you treat them.
Okay.
They might have been crooked indeed, but be careful how you treat them.
Amen.
Tell somebody there's an unseen eyes watching you.
Watching over you, yeah.
Okay.
So Jesus also had a midnight moment.
All right.
God said, come here, son. I'm sending you down. You have to go down and you have to die for my people. Can you imagine the conversation? Jesus said, Dad, how am I going to do that? He said, you see that girl over there? Her name is Mary. Mm-hmm. Just step into her womb.
Yes.
Come on, just make one big giant step. Boom.
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And he said, son, be careful when you make this step. Because she's still a virgin.
Yes. Come on
now.
Hello? Amen.
You got to get in there and you got to get up there and still lecture a virgin.
Amen. Wow.
Somebody shout, what a move.
What
a skillful move.
What a skillful move.
He says, son, when you get there, I want you to stay there for 9 months.
All right.
Hello? Uh-huh. And then I want you to be born like other baby boys. Huh? And I want you to grow up like other baby boys. Oh, somebody bless me.
Come on.
I have news for you.
Uh-huh.
It was in the night watch.
Yes.
When Jesus said, it's time, get me out of here, Mary. He said, woman, push.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. Bless your name.
It's time to come out. Yeah. Not your name, but tell your name it's time to come out.
Come on now.
All right.
My Lord.
It's the season.
And he came out. So amazing. When they got to the inn, there was no room. The only place that was there was a manger.
All right. Amen.
Where they kept the animal, because it was in a cold time. Sit down, son. The baby must come to birth.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter where. When it's time, it's time. Yes. I'm telling you, when God calls for worship, it doesn't matter where. It doesn't matter how. It's time.
God. Bless your name.
Early in the morning. Mm. Now it's time to make a move because Pharaoh is after the child's life.
All right.
Herod, rather, is after the child's life.
Yes.
Even though he was the Messiah, but he was on the run.
Okay.
Tell somebody, I'm on the run.
I'm on the run.
But I will prevail.
I will prevail.
Come on, tell somebody, I may be behind bars. But I'm coming out.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
And you thought that that was the only midnight he had to encounter.
Okay.
Here comes. He grew up. And it was another Passover season.
Amen.
Jesus had Passover. Mm-hmm. And at the closing of the Passover, that's why it was called the Last Supper.
Yes.
They sung a hymn.
Amen.
Maybe around 6 o'clock, heading into the 9 o'clock hours, they went to the garden to pray.
Yes.
And as the midnight hour was approaching, the disciples got tired, and they started to sleep. Jesus said, can't you watch with me? Don't you know what time it is? At midnight, the enemy will come.
Yes.
My God.
Oh, I wish you knew what time it was.
Hallelujah.
So in the night watch, they came. And they took him. Prior to that, Peter said, Lord, I will never deny you.
Uh-huh.
He said, Peter, before the cock crow, three times you will deny me.
Yes. Amen.
It was in the night watch,
uh-huh.
or with somebody would bless God.
Hallelujah.
It was in the night watch that the devil told Peter, you better act like you don't know the man. Let me tell you something, when people want to backslide, they don't do it in daytime. They do it in the nighttime. Because in the nighttime, it's quiet. In the nighttime, you don't hear the phone ringing. In the nighttime, people are busy sleeping, and that is the time that the devil comes and he messes with your mind. And he tells you, aren't you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Don't you see that nothing is working out for you? What about this God that you claim you serve?
Amen.
the man. The damsel looked at him and said, your speech even sound like the man's speech. Peter started to cuss and swear. I said, I don't know the man. Now get out of my face before I tell you about your mama.
Yes.
And then Peter heard the cop begin to make some noise. And Peter remembered what Jesus had said unto him.
Yes.
Hello, somebody.
Amen.
Anybody home?
Yes.
Anybody home?
Hallelujah.
Anybody waiting on their midnight?
Hallelujah.
Anybody waiting on a change?
Oh, yes.
Tell somebody I might be going through my midnight. But my change is on the way.
My change is on the way.
Say, my change is on the way.
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 Put up on the screen Psalm 119, verse 62. Tell you a little bit more about midnight. Listen what the psalmist said about midnight. The psalmist said, at midnight, I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgment.
Amen.
At midnight, I will rise to give thanks. There is a special prayer that should be prayed at midnight.
Hallelujah.
Because at midnight, the rich crop workers are on the gravesite.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
At midnight, somebody is plotting against you.
Okay.
At midnight, your enemy is making a plot for you.
Yes.
But you want the attack to come and find you beneath his wings.
Amen.
Somebody lift your hand in the air and said, let the enemy do what he will.
Let the enemy do what he will.
I will be prayerful.
I will be prayerful.
At midnight.
At midnight.
Oh, somebody bless God.
Hallelujah.
Somebody bless God.
Hallelujah.
So I thought that midnight cry was just about Israel coming out of Egypt. But I find out that even if you're not praying at midnight, but you're with the Lord, if you're just singing a hymn, a move of God is bound to take place.
Yes.
So it's midnight. It even feels like midnight in here.
All right.
Come on.
Amen.
Paul and Silas was thrust into prison.
Yes.
They just begun to sing a hymn.
Yes.
And the presence of the Lord showed up.
Oh,
and an angel showed up. And an angel said, you're free.
Go on.
Let's go.
Amen.
And they thought to themselves that they were dreaming. Angel said, this is no dream. Check your feet. The shackles are off.
Yes.
Check your hands.
Yes.
The chain is off.
Amen.
Let's go.
Amen.
You know what's happening right now at somebody's house?
Uh-huh.
The saints of God come together. And the saints of God is praying for you. And the saints of God is calling out your name. Say, himself. The angel said, I come to set you free.
Amen.
Somebody bless God.
Amen.
Somebody bless God.
Hallelujah.
Somebody bless God.
Hallelujah.
I told you that you can have midnight right now.
Yes.
Right now.
Yes.
When Jesus was on the cross and when he gave up the spirit, when he was dead, the word of the Lord says that darkness covered the earth.
Yes.
I'm telling you, when you have surrendered your all before God, midnight must show up.
Okay.
Do you have any idea how powerful midnight is?
Very.
When the midnight of the cross showed up, dead folks got up out of their grave.
Yes.
Oh God, somebody shout, what a scary experience.
Uh-huh.
Lord and say, my midnight break is here.
Midnight break is here.
Come on, my midnight break is here.
My midnight break is here. Amen. Hallelujah.
What will you do with your midnight?
Mm. All right.
What will you do with your midnight? How many people feel as though they're in their midnight right now? Let me see whether it's not going to happen. It's a good place to be.
Amen.
It's a good place to be.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah. Let's see.
Yes.
Come with me. Yes. How many hours from daybreak to midnight? I want you to be accurate now. How many hours we have between daybreak and midnight? Give me a little bit of time to do the math.
17 hours.
We have 17 hours between sunrise and midnight. Okay? How many hours do we have from midnight to daybreak? How many hours do we have from midnight to daybreak? Now you just count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. By 7 o'clock, the sun is up.
Okay.
So what part of the day you want? You want early part or you want night part? Because some of us love the day part so much, we won't even sleep awake when night comes.
Okay. Amen.
Amen.
I stop by to pull you out of your pig pen. Come to your senses.
Yes.
Wake up and cut the fool. Stop cutting the fool.
Okay.
Give me midnight.
Amen.
Yes. Come on.
Yes, sir.
I said, give me midnight.
Yes.
Give me midnight. You can take 7 a.m.
All right.
Amen.
All right.
I'll take the midnight.
If you would like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743 or 1-888-91-GOT-IN-THE-RAW. Follow God in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter and visit us on our website at www.godintheraw.org. If you would like to partner with God in the Raw today and help us keep this radio ministry alive, you can go to our website or visit us at 2400 Ware Drive, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33409, or call 1-888-91-GOT-IN-THE-RAW. Be blessed.